절 대랑이 말이에 오랑이 누이에 투이 호네 오 파프 투누 그에 타크토네 오테 타여에 아피네 이아 타도 티헤 마우리오라. This is the Green Desk on 95BFM.
Male infertility is a serious issue in Australia and Aotearoa, and there is currently no medical solution besides getting healthy to solve it. It is an issue that isn't discussed enough throughout society and is responsible for 50% of infertility. This week on Green Desk, Mitch speaks to Aotearoa founder Sam Hunter about the tomato pill. Sam has been on a mission to create the first ever naturally occurring male fertility pill, which was based off the information and statistics about the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. He has since developed the tomato pill, which has enhanced the bioavailability of the lycopene in tomatoes to increase grade A sperm in men by up to nearly 50%. To begin, Mitch asks Sam what gives the tomato the ability to help with male infertility.
Essentially, the red pigment in most fruits, but predominantly in tomatoes, contains a chemical called lycopene, naturally occurring product that, or chemical. And it's been extracted from tomatoes and put into supplements for a long, long time. And it has cardiovascular benefits that have been recognised, as well as benefits for blokes for prostate. And more recently, there's been a series of studies that have investigated the potential for lycopene to improve the quality and quantity of grade A sperm. And they're the ones that swim well and have a correctly shaped head so they can penetrate the egg. Now, I didn't even know there were three or four different types of sperm, but basically they grade them on their ability to fertilise. And so the problem with lycopene is that it's very hard for the body to absorb it naturally. So you have to eat a hell of a lot of tomatoes, up to a kilo a day, to get a therapeutic dose, which is almost impossible because tomatoes are nightshade family and people have some reactions to that, and they also have a lot of acid, so you can't really consume that number of tomatoes. The background to lycopene comes from the Mediterranean diet, where there's been lower incidences of cardiovascular disease and a lot of study into that diet. And in the Mediterranean, people's tended to cook their tomatoes, and they underheat with fat in a spaghetti sauce, for example, or on a pizza sauce, the lycopene is released more readily. And so what a bunch of scientists did in our company was figure out how to emulate that cooking process and create a supplement that had a high bioavailability of the lycopene. That particular ingredient is called lactolycopene. It was blended with some dairy fat or dairy whey protein, actually, dairy protein. And as a consequence, we were able to produce a supplement that had four to six times the bioavailability of naturally occurring lycopene. That product was then chosen by Dr. Alan Pacey, who's the professor at Sheffield University. He's the leading scientist in fertility in the UK. And he undertook a study using 14 milligrams of lactolycopene daily with a 60-odd men to look at the changes in their quantity and quality of their sperm. And so that's what's been reported in the European Journal of Nutrition, was that the grade A sperm numbers increased by almost 50%. Now, that really is a breakthrough, and I'd like to explain why it's a breakthrough. If you walked into a fertility clinic and said, I have, low sperm count, what can I do? The doctor would, broadly speaking, try and improve your health, improve your diet, change your underwear, and basically that's about it. And so men really haven't had, other than trying to improve their personal health, the ability to really take anything that would boost their quality of sperm. And so now there is. So for the first time, there's evidence that a supplement can significantly improve a male's fertility. And that's the breakthrough, and that's really marvellous. And my purpose for all of this is really trying to let as many young women who may be trying to fall pregnant know about it, because blokes won't talk about it. They talk about a lot of things, but sperm is not something that is high on the agenda. However, it's a very important aspect of falling pregnant because about 50% of couples who are struggling to have a baby, the cause is down to the man and really without treatment. And so so for the first time, there's some hope and an answer.
Right. And does it go the other way as well? Like, can it increase the fertility or of the egg, the health of the egg for in woman?
No.
So what,
no,
what is it
purely
about
a treatment for blokes.
So obviously it has good effects for prostate, sperm, and the cardiovascular system. And
yes.
How is it that it only targets like men?
The cardiovascular benefit is for everyone. What it does is it has the ability to reduce the oxidization of the free radical oxygen particles that run around the body. So it's a highly effective antioxidant, basically. And it's those free radical oxygen particles cause the small part LDL cholesterol to calcify and create plaque in the cardiovascular system. They're the things that attack in the prostate. And the free radical oxygen particles are also very active in the production of sperm. And so if you can reduce the action of these free radical oxygen particles by having them oxidize in the body rather than via the lycopene by an antioxidant, you get positive results. It just so happens that two of the great benefits happen for men exclusively, and the cardiovascular benefit is for everyone.
Right. And so if I wanted to, let's say I don't want to take this pill and I want to get my dose of lycopene through eating tomatoes. How many tomatoes am I going to have to eat?
Well in excess of a kilo a day.
Well in excess of a kilo a day.
Yep.
Okay, that's huge. Okay, let's take the
pill. It is. And it's really not possible. You could eat something in the order of 300 grams of cooked tomatoes would start to get you there.
Yep.
But still, it's a very difficult thing to do when you think about 300 grams of cooked tomatoes. It's a lot of pasta sauce.
Yeah, that's for sure. So I take it that you guys aren't going to be cooking up kilos and kilos of tomatoes. Have you replicated this synthetically?
No. We actually, the product is made in the UK, grown. The tomatoes are grown in Italy, and the lycopene itself is made by a company called Indena, who make pharmaceutical-grade products for many, many, many companies all over the world. It's a huge company. They produce the lycopene and then blend it with this whey protein to create the lactolycopene, the highly bioavailable form of it. And then the packaging is critical because the lycopene is a highly effective antioxidant. It reacts with air because there's free radical oxygen particles in the air. And so you need to hold it in a vacuum. We actually produce it in a vacuum and then package it with a triple layer of foil so that there's a vacuum around every single pill until the time of consumption, because you don't want it oxidizing outside the body. You want it oxidizing inside the body.
You've pretty much covered all the points that I sort of was coming into this interview with. Is there anything else that you think
is
necessary to be covered?
Yes. And I'll give you a detailed answer if you don't mind.
Yeah, please. Absolutely.
It might take a couple of minutes.
That's right.
There are different therapeutic good regulations between Australia and New Zealand. We have three classifications of supplements. So you'll have a food supplement, which you guys have, like vitamin C, or, you know, there's many, many of them, but they're very commonly available products in health food shops, for example. As distinct from Australia and New Zealand, we have a thing called a complementary medicine, and that is one step up from a food supplement, but not a drug. And this is where lactolycopene sits in the Australian regulatory environment. And so I can't do any advertising or anything like that. I really rely on you guys to do a bit of editorial. But and then there's the third dimension, which is a prescription drug, which of course you guys have as well. But you don't have that middle dimension. So I can't sell this product in New Zealand in a shop. I can't talk about male fertility or any of the aspects of it. Really, the only way that somebody in New Zealand can get hold of this is by jumping onto an Australian website and ordering it from Australia.
Would it really be considered a prescription drug in New Zealand, under New Zealand
law? No. It's just sort of in this middle territory. And there's nothing wrong with it being sold.
Yeah.
It's just you can't explain what it is.
Okay.
So you can't produce the evidence. I can't turn around and put a packet of male fertility on a shelf and say, it'll improve your grade A sperm by 50%. They just won't allow any of those claims. So you could have a product that just said lactolycopene and nothing on it, but that's just
no
doesn't
one would know.
Move.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I really took the decision 2 or 3 years ago not to really focus on New Zealand much at all. But here's, you know, if you could at least tell them to go to the right website, that it'd be otherwise they're not going to be able to get their hands on it.
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of people are quite fragile about these kind of topics. We're pretty similar to, I think, Australian men here. And, yeah, these things just aren't really spoken about in our communities.
Oh, no, I think this is a male issue. I mean, yeah. I, you know, you stand at the urinal and you talk about all sorts of things with blokes, but you never talk about this stuff.
Yep, exactly.
Prostate-related issues either. They blokes don't talk about that much either.
If you want to find out more about this, you can visit thetomatopill.com. That was Mitch Fuller speaking to Sam Hunter.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Māori Ora.